If you climb up all the way, you can find a waterfall. It's really cold. The water runs very clear. So we sometimes go swimming in the pool below the waterfall and sometimes climb up behind it. Up the edge of the cliff, behind the waterfall, where there's branches hanging out over it. It's about 40 or 50 feet high. And the water isn't very deep below, but if you jump in, it's a great feeling. The flow of the waterfall takes you down the river. And you asked me earlier what I'd like, I suppose that's what I'd like right now. I'd like to be there, or else I'd like to be on the Aran Islands. There's a legend about the three islands, they call it Tiernan Oak. It's the, I suppose it's the Irish equivalent of your high Brazil. And they say that years and years ago, Oisin, who was one of the ancient warriors of Ireland, he fell in love with a spirit woman from that land. She came riding across the sea on a white horse, and her name was Niamh Kinoir, Niamh of the golden hair. And she took him back to Tiernan Oak, and he felt like he'd only been there 3 days, but he'd been there 300 years because it was the land of the youth and no one ever changed. After that time, he became homesick and he asked her, could he go home? So she gave him his horse, but she made him promise that he would never ever set foot on Irish soil again because something terrible had happened. So they rode back over the sea and he came back onto Irish soil and he saw three men trying to lift a rock, and he couldn't believe that they couldn't lift it because they were really weak, but 300 years had passed and the man had become quite debilitated. And he knew he could lift it without any problems, so he leaned over to give him a hand. But the girth of the saddle broke and he fell on Irish soil and died without ever seeing poor old Niamh again.
Whip, whip, whip.